Yam, Tanum, Shadaya, Pitu, Ichati, Tasya, Achalam, Shradam, Tam, Eva, Vitatam, Aham. I am in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. As soon as one desires to worship some demigod, I make his faith steady so that he can devote himself to that particular deity. Purport, God has given independence to everyone. Therefore, if a person desires to have material enjoyment and wants very sincerely to have such facilities from the material demigods, the Supreme Lord, a super soul in everyone's heart, understands and gives facilities to such persons. As the Supreme Father of all living entities, he does not interfere with their independence, but gives all facilities so that they can fulfill their material desires. Some may ask why the all-powerful God gives facilities to the living entities for enjoying his material world, and so lets them fall into the trap of the illusory energy. The answer is that if the Supreme Lord, a super soul, does not give such facilities, then there is no meaning to independence. Therefore, he gives everyone full independence, whatever one likes. But his ultimate instruction we find in the Bhagavad Gita, one should give up all other engagements and fully surrender unto him. That will make man happy.
Yes. You see, soul and super soul. Living entity is a soul, and creator is a super soul. And this both are living inside us. Like in one tree, there are two birds sitting in one branch. Similarly, soul and super soul is always together, looking each other. Soul is looking to super soul is looking to the soul. Sometimes we forget ourselves because of the covering. We don't see, but he always takes care of us. We forget my soul consciousness, so I cannot see. But he always watching. Like a son forget to his mother, but mother is always watching to his son. Because she knows that he is my son. So father is always taking care of his son, but son never bother for the father. So the soul is not bothering for the father, so super soul, but father is taking care of the soul always. So this is our forget. And when we forget our existence, then what we want to do? Achieve some material. I want to achieve, and we are happy. And then we search some demigod, some god who can give very easily this material. And we fixed ourselves in that, and we achieve nicely. Why? Because the mercy of the Supreme Lord, he gave mercy to us. Okay, you want this? I give you some toys to play. Play. Like a mother wants to bring some toy for the baby and give for play. Why? Because she will be more peaceful when the babies are playing with the toys. So nobody is bothering him. So he is very relaxed that time. When somebody starts loving to mother, then mother has to care. he has to leave his job, he has to leave everything to care him. So he become also happy when the soul wants forget himself and forget to the Lord, and he wants to achieve material. Then he happy that he is involved in some material benefits. And that time, the demigods, he goes to the demigods and he pray for that to get this. And he is helping for that. So our existence, when I forget our existence, then we want to achieve some material. And we go to the many places and we do some rituals to achieve that. But when I know myself, who I am, then what I will do? I will leave all these things and we will want to develop relation with Him. This is one thing, soul and super soul. But the real super soul is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Means Krishna is Himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He lives in the heart of the super soul, but for the devotee, he is not super soul. He is a Krishna with Radhika inside. Somebody has only Krishna inside, because he don't know about the mercy of Radhika. So he don't know Radha's Krishna is there. So somebody only see Krishna. Somebody see only super soul. With form or without form? Without form means you will become impersonal. Means no relation. You cannot develop relation because of no form. So if I want to develop relation, we need personal relations. And personal means form. So why I know want Krishna? Because it's specific. When you say Krishna, means there is a fruit, and like this is Krishna. Is a form is there. And Radha's Krishna, then he has always fruit in his hand. He is Brajendranandan. He never go out from Vrindavan. He live in Vrindavan and he is with Radha's Krishna. So somebody meditate in the without form, somebody meditate in with form, somebody meditate Radha's Krishna. That is different thing. But if devotion is there, form is there. And when I have devotion of Brajendranandana, then I have Radha and Krishna both together. And I need also, if I have a Krishna form, I have a Guru form, what about my form? Soul is soul, like a light or a spark, or like a some form. If I am a light, if I am a spark, I have also form. Light can love anyone? A spark can love anyone? No. But if I have a form and my form will revoke, then I can start loving the Krishna. From this my spiritual form. Right? Without form, how I will make relation with you? Like you have a form and I want to love you and I have a spark on you. How I can love you? Or light on me? How I can love you? I need also my form. Devotee has also form. But which form? Sadhak Deha or Siddha Deha? Which Deha you want to love to Krishna? Sadhak Deha is a sadhana bhakti. You can do the sadhana from this body. Because this mind, body and senses, they will always take you out. The nature of the senses and mind and body to take you out from yourself. This is the work of this. Helping in the Krishna service. This body is also important. If I have a soul and I have no body, then I will become ghost. So I need body also, but this body is taking out from myself. So this body can help you when you have a perfection in your spiritual form. Open other page of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, other page, any other page, no this. No, in center, any page you open. Yes, you see? Yes.
Prakritim?
No, read English.
English. Material nature and the living entity should be understood.
Just hold. Again, repeat this.
Material nature and the living entity should be understood.
Yes, listen. Loudly, I don't listen.
Okay. Material nature and the living entity should be understood to be beginningless.
This is all just for. What to understand? Repeat. What? Repeat.
Material nature and the living entity should be understood.
Yes.
Two things.
Two things to understood, that's it. What to understand? Living entity and material nature. If you understand, everything is clear. If you confuse in this, nothing will clear. Understand? Understand? What is living entity? My question from Ratikara. Living entity.
That we are living eternally, or our soul is eternally.
Yes.
It's the meaning of the living entity.
How many hours and minutes we are giving for that? To keep this conscious alive. And how can improve? I can improve myself to live in this conscious. How many minutes we are every day giving for that? To keep myself conscious with living entity. And how much time I am giving to keep myself to conscious in material things. That's simple. What I have to judge? Myself. If I will judge others, nothing will happen in my life. How moment, how minutes I am giving for this? How much I am conscious with what? With the material nature I am conscious, or with the living entity? Right? Understand?
Yeah, but sometimes it's not easy to spend every spare minute to think of Krishna.
Only you calculate every day how much minute I give. You judge yourself. Today I give 5 minutes for a spiritual living entity. Then you can give 6 minutes to next day. 6 minutes, 1 minute extra. Every day develop 1 minute extra. This is my request. 1 minute extra. Every day from now. If you have a 1 minute conscious living entity, tomorrow 2 minutes. And see how things will change. Simple.
With this concern, I have a question.
Yeah.
Being just physically tired, does it make sense to have this 1 minute or 2 minutes extra?
1 minute, if you give in living entity,
doesn't
your all physical tiredness will go. Yeah? If you give 2 minutes, you will be more free from that. If you give 5 minutes, every day 1 minute extra, You don't know what will happen after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute every day plus.
So you need 10 years.
Huh?
So you need 10 years to become fully.
I don't need fully. I need partly, but I want to keep something.
Of course.
I want to live in that. If you develop this, and then you see, these things are not in the fear. This start from spiritual life, start like A from alphabet A from here. Right? A is a starting. From here we are starting our process to improve. Before that, what we are doing, that is good, to keep my goodness. After that you see, I see myself, I want to keep my goodness, but so many times I go in ignorance. I watch myself. But if you keep yourself in living entity, you will never become a non-living entity. You will not like, you will understand the truth. Huh? Read more. More lines.
I finish this?
Yes.
I repeat it and I finish this. Material, natural, the living entities show
loudly and slowly.
Material,
I will not understand. My English is not good.
Material, natural, and the living entities show be understood to be beginningless.
Mm. It's a beginning. Huh? What again?
Material, natural, and the living entities should be understood to be beginningless.
Huh? Beginning?
Beginningless.
Acha. Yeah. Acha. Good.
Their transformations and the moods of matter are products of material nature. By the knowledge given in this chapter, one can understand the body, the field of activities, and the knowers of the body, both the individual soul and the super soul. The body is the field of activity and is composed of material nature.
Body is a field?
Material nature.
And soul and super soul. Again, line, repeat this.
The body is the field of activity and is composed of material nature.
And before that, one line.
By the knowledge given in this chapter, one can understand the body, the field of activities, and the knowers of the body, both the individual soul and the super soul.
Knower of the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That this is my body. I am not body.
Mm-hmm.
Knower of the body is different. Because I am a soul. I know this is my body. But I am not body. I not exist in this body.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am soul, I am living in this body. So there is two different things, soul and my body. So knower of this body means I know this, that this is my body and I am different, then I can know soul and super soul. When I will start living in this body, then I cannot understand about soul and super soul, I will forget. I will immediately forget, then I will start working from my body and senses and from my mind. Yeah? Yeah? You want to say something? Yes. Yeah. See?
The individual soul that
loudly.
The individual soul that is embodied and enjoying the activities of the body is the Purusha,
yeah,
or the living entity.
So, you see, Purusha to enjoy this body, activities. But this Purusha, we are the das of the Purusha. We are not Purusha, we are not God. We are the servant of the God. After that, we have this capacity to enjoy this, like a Purusha. And we enjoy, and we forget Purusha. Adi Purusha we forget because we want to become enjoyer. But the real Purusha is Adi Purusha, the Krishna himself is the Purusha. We are the servant of the Krishna, Super Soul is the Purusha. Soul is the servant of Super Soul.
He is one knower and the other is the Super Soul.
I know, but the real existence is Super Soul. Super Soul, Krishna you can say. We say Krishna is more better, but Super Soul because it's difficult to understand. So is mentioned soul and Super Soul like this and body to differentiate clearly. For the devotee, only Krishna is Adi Purusha. Right? Yes? Yes. And soul is never Purusha. If we think we are servant of the Purusha, is a good thing. No mistake will happen. When we don't think we are servant of the Purusha, we think that we are the enjoyer of the senses.
Of course, it is to be understood that both the Super Soul and the individual entity are different manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Very clear. Understand?
The stress being on the world different manifestations. Sometimes when you are Mayavadi oriented, so you think that they
are one. They are one. Different means there are two, Dvaita. Dvaita and Advaita. There are two philosophies. And there is all one more philosophy. This is Advaita. This is Ramanuja. They say Vishishta Advaita and Advaita. They also believe that they will become Parshad in Vishnu Loka, Ramanuja. And we believe in different, not in one. They are not one. Soul and Super Soul is not one. They are two different. One is servant and one is a boss. Is mentioned, this book is written for the person who is in Advaita philosophy also. They can also understand this. Krishna devotion, they can increase this. They don't feel difficulty to understand that. So different we feel. Not one. And Advaita philosophy, you see, they say Krishna soul and Super Soul is one. We are become God. We are the enjoyer.
have a question of that. Is this why so many people who's doing normal yoga, hatha yoga, becomes very in the ego? Because they think they become God.
Yes.
It's very dangerous also.
This is not clear. Even devotees can mistakes. It's a dwet. We have to always think that soul means this. The soul is a servant of super soul. It's a different. And super soul is Krishna. Our sarup, because sarup is important, they have no form. We have a form, because they don't believe in even the God form. And we believe in the form because we want personal relations. This is the only difference. Dvaita, Advaita philosophy. You practice also Advaita philosophy. Dvaita philosophy. So you have to understand this. Maharshi also is giving about the one. Soul and super soul is one. You will become God. You can do anything what you like, you know?
I start to understand the difference.
Yes,
this is what I was waiting for this kind of result, but never knew how it will look like. But actually for me the Krishna consciousness now seems to be much easier to
because
to
Krishna
achieve.
Is Krishna.
Yeah.
And I am I. So we cannot become Krishna. And my existence is very important to love Krishna. I don't want to lose my existence because I want to love Krishna. And I need my form to love Krishna. I don't want to be a spark and light. If I have a desire to love, to know Him is okay to like a light or like a form or a spark, to know Him. But I want not satisfied with knowing Him. I want to love Him. I want to develop relation with Him. Then what I need? My form I need. And I know the form of Krishna. I know the form of Gurudev. And from Gurudev I understand the form is so important in our life. There are so many acharyas, but when I say my Gurudev, his form is coming in my presence.
But please tell me, Sati Maharaj, why does come up such a misunderstanding or misinterpretation of the Vedic knowledge? Or, for example, also the Islam. The Islam and Allah is without any form. They even are not allowed to put Him in a form or whatever. So why does...
I don't know much about Islam, but I can give you some reference from Bible. There is a mention in the Bible, you cannot extrapolate the form of the God.
You cannot?
Extrapolate. You cannot imagine the form.
Right.
It's right also. How you will imagine the form? You see the Krishna Virat Sarup. Nobody can see and imagine the Virat Sarup of Krishna. No. Only three persons. You know three persons? Sanjaya, he sees the Virat Sarup and explaining about that, right?
Yeah.
Second, Arjuna, he sees the Virat Sarup and he understands Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And third, who is that?
Duryodhana, sir. I think Krishna saw to Duryodhana also once.
Bhishma. Because he is also pure devotee. of the Krishna. He see the form. Only 3 persons, they know about the they can see this. Nobody can imagine about this. So Bible is writing, nobody can speculate, imagine the form of the God. You see? And same Bible, there is St. Paul's is writing. You see, St. Paul's about the love is writing. You can see face to face to God. Face to face. If you have Bible, I can show you. But you need love for it. If you have love, you can see face to face. Because when you have a love, you know your form. And when you die and leave this body, you go with a young woman. You are a young woman, man or woman. Anyone, he has to go as a young married woman. Woman, he is ready for the marriage. They go to the God like that. Young woman, young woman. So, to prepare yourself in your form, then you can love to God. You have, how you can love without, if you have no spiritual form? How you can see face to face? So I have no much idea about the Quran, but I can say, and if you have a Bible, I can show you that line. Paul, St. Paul's love. You can talk millions and you can attract thousands of people, 10,000s of people, but if you have no love for God, it's death. It's like a drum playing and noising is nothing. Without Krishna, prema, without the love of God, is also like a drum playing or some iron playing. It's noising, nothing. You have a power to move the mountains, mystic power, but if you have no love for God, it's useless. So what is important? Love for the God, love for the Krishna. And when you can love, when you have your form, spiritual form, you can be share with Him. You will become friend of Him. You can become lover of Him. Everything you can do. So Prabhupada want to say, you have to know your living entity. From this living entity you can love to God. You cannot love with this physical form and senses who is taking always out from him. This will become pure when you will know your living entity and you will increase living in the living entity. Then your all physical entity will change. It will become pure. It will become changed. This all living and material thing will use on the service of the Lord. You can use it. You can use this mind, you can this senses in body, everything. Gopis are using and serving to the Krishna with this body and senses. Because they are so pure from in the love with the Krishna, they realize that every living and material thing become spiritual. You see your spiritual, as we see a spiritual master, all his material thing become spiritual. Nothing material. You see in the altar room, everything is material to serve Krishna and they become all by touching and serving to Krishna is become prasadam, is divine. So this body can become also pure by his, by thinking, living in the living entity. And thinking for him and Guru. Guru Nishtha, Yashti Nishtha and Sarupa Nishtha. Nishtha means faith. Faith in Gurudev, faith in the Ishtadev, Radha's Krishna, Radha Govinda. Everything comes from him. Coming from other place, but for you, everything is coming from Gurudev. Everything coming from Ishtadev. Everything is love is coming from your living entity, from your spiritual form. This is stupid. And for this we need bhajan. If we have no desire for that, no need bhajan. And when I have desire for this, I have to chant. Without chanting is not possible. Right? Everything is because of this I want to fix here, so I need chanting. Because how I will increase myself to live in living entity? By only chanting, by only thinking for Him, only by serving to Him. That's it, no other way. Gopis also have so many responsibilities. They have children, they have a house, their mother, father, they are not very favorable. Our life also not favorable. Everything is taking out from that Krishna consciousness. But non-favorable thing is helping to increase my love more for Krishna. Is non-favorable is also helping. This is increasing my love. Gopis feel that stopping to him to go to Krishna is increasing love for Krishna. Love for Krishna. You see? Jatila and Kutila controlling to Radhika not go to Krishna. Why? Increasing love for Radhika. More desire will come to see. Circumstances favorable, His mercy. Unfavorable, also His mercy. And you will see, if not favorable, there are two things. They are Jatila and Putra. And if you have a, you have start loving, increase love, Jatila and Kutla come close to you to control yourself, to increase your love more and more. You see, two will come near to you. Radhe, Radhe,
Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
One thing comes to me, I want to say. Like Guru is very important in our life. Nothing starts without Guru. And without faith of Guru, nothing is happening. Right? Similarly, Ist is very important in our lives. Without Ist, nothing is moving. You see the six Goswamis, everybody has a different Ist. Radha Govinda, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar. They always talk about Radha Govinda, Rupa Goswami. No many names. Sanatana Goswami is always talking about Madan Mohan. You see the books of Madan Mohan. Always is talking about his Ist. When you have Ist, you will never sing for others. Because if you sing for Ist, not for Ist, you are singing for many. Then you have no Ishtanishtha. You will never talk about others. When you will talk, you will think only your Gurudev. Similarly, you will think, Gurudev is giving mercy to do like that. When you think Gurudev, you think only your Gurudev. Similarly, when you talk about Krishna, you think your Ishtanishtha. Like Gurudev. And you have a Guru, faith, full faith. And if you have a Ishtadev also, but if you are not exist, how you will love to Guru and Krishna, your Ishta? You need your existence also. You need yourself to know. If you know not know yourself, is also one subject is missing. Sometime I will do this, sometime I will do this, sometime I will do this, sometime I will do this. It's nothing. I like Jesus, why, you know? He always say, I'm a son of God. And at the time of crucifying, he say, I'm a son of God. Because he has a fullness to him, and he knows himself that he's son of God. He never changed himself, his faith. And he realized his form, his spiritual form, like a son. And he realized as a father, you know? Son means he has no existence. If I don't know my sarup, I don't know my existence, how I will love to my student. If I will do from my physical sadhak there, I will never get the siddhi to serve him and love him. Sadhak there, okay. But I have to develop my form from inside. Divine service. He accepts divine things. He needs the divine service, pure service. And when you realize that and you do this, then for these three practices we need bhajan. To keep always conscious with this. This is Guru Kripa. Why he gave when we go first time, what he gave? He said, chant this, I give you this japa, chant this. We don't understand. Because this is the only thing that this will increase you more and more and more realization. This is the beginning and this is the end. If you will keep conscious with this, easy to understand it. Easy, 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 simple. Any question? What I feel I have seen with Prabhupada must. But you see, every page, every after 5 pages, Prabhupada is talking about the spiritual process. Prabhupada is talking about transcendental, spiritual, living entity. The meaning is the same. That come out from non-living entity yourself. And see, in Bhagavad Gita, if you read, I read one day, he said, Prabhupada said, I want to say only 3 things. So one thing, about Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second thing, you are Soul. And what is material? Living and non-living entity. Right? Radhe. Yes? Say something. Yeah, Shanti is very special. She is a very good in Croatia. She is a Mahatma really. She is a preacher in Croatia. By mercy of Bhakti Baba Puri Maharaj, she is helping so many Christian devotees, right? Yes, Daita is also from Croatia. Because of her mercy, I was there. She invited me there. Say something also. Radhe, Radhe,
Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Only 2 jobs, working in press whole time for Radha Govind and for the devotees. Very, very much. This is the way. Uttam Bhakti. Now he wants to give full time. In loving service of Radha's Krishna, right?
Yes.
Or not in Krishna. Yesterday they went to Pran Krishna Das Babaji. He said, what he said?
He said, I'm Aparadi. You are not Aparadi, you are Vaishnavas.
He said, I am Aparadi. You are not Aparadi, you are Vaishnava.
He also said he has to do Vaishnava Seva.
I am Aparadi, so I have to do Vaishnava Seva. And you are not Aparadi, you don't need to do anything. You see? And one thing he said, are you devotee of Krishna or Radhika? If you are Krishna devotee, then I don't need to talk with you. If you are Radha, what is it?
Yes, he said, not Krishna Dasyam, Radha Dasyam.
Radha Dasyam, no Krishna Dasyam.
Everybody who comes, he always puts Radha Kuntilak. Not Gopichan, always Radha Kuntilak.
Radha Dasyam.
Radha Dasyam, Radha Kuntilak.
Radha Dasyam. What Krishna Dasyam? Radha Dasyam. Take the shelter of Radha. Krishna automatic will come to your mind. And if you catch him, he will run away. He is very naughty. You know, you cannot catch him. Krishna cannot. He always judge you. 100 times you are good or bad. Radha Dasyam, no judgment. Only mercy. See, mother bring, oh, my son, take something. Why are you hungry? Motherly heart, Radha Dasyam. No Krishna. Keep distance with him. He will disturb you always. Radha Dasyam. So confusing. Creation. And then you will find out the creation like this. What is creation? After this and after that. And Radha Dasyam, no bother. Go straight from Guru to Radharani Lotus Feet. Simple way. Guru Kripa, if you have faith in Guru, Guru will take you, okay, come, you nice. I will take you to the headquarters. This is my headquarters.
Shortcut.
Like this. Right? Shortcut. Guru can take you shortcut. Subject to preach. But if you become Radha Dasyam, you have no subject to say. You have to very highly have to talk. Because the subject is only with Radhika. And when you are Krishna Das, so many things to say. Whole universe is created by you. And you have so many things to say. Endless, many books. to know and know, maybe 100 life we need. And after that we don't know. Brahma cannot know his existence, from where he is coming. Then he starts praying, I cannot find you from where my originate. Please help me. Praying, he starts praying. Then he understands he is coming from the nail of Vishnu. Only he understands this, not more than this. Right? When knowledge ends, love starts. Prema bhakti starts. This is the mercy, this is the place of Radhika, Vrindavan. You see? Kishore is this. Sitting on the chair and Krishna is sitting and praying to Radhika. This is the place. This is Vrindavan. Nobody say Raja Krishna, but everybody say Radha Rani. Radha Rani. Because she is the queen and Krishna is not king here. He is in Dwarka. Dwarka, Dwarkesh. He is a king in Dwarka and here queen is Radhika. If you want king as a king, Krishna, then go. You have to go to Dwarka, not here. This is the, in the kingdom of Radhika. You want to see King Krishna? Krishna as a king? Radhika as a queen. Then this is ordinary. Then is good. Vrindavan. This is place. Vrindavan. Everything is simple, ordinary. Water is salty. Very salty. Why? You know? Because of the tears of the Radhika, all water becomes salty. Full of tears, crying. Gopis are crying. Devotees are crying. Go outside of Vrindavan, all water is sweet. Every place you will see dust. If not, then they broke the street to make dust. Because you take this dust. This is the real dust to take. If you're sick, you put on head dust. You will cure. This dust of Krishna. Because Krishna and Radhika is walking in this dust of Vrindavan without shoe. Divine dust. You will see in Parikrama they are rolling in the dust. Devotees who understand, they roll.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, Radhe. Shripad Sadhu Maharaj ki
jai, Prabhupad ki
jai,
Gurudev ki
jai,
all mercy of Gurudev. We are instruments. We are nothing. Like a guitar, somebody has to play, that sound is coming. If air is not there, sound is not coming. We need the prayer. We need the mercy. Sound will come. His sound. His prayer. Guitar has nothing. From the wooden and wire. That's it. Krishna is playing the flute. There is no sound in the flute. But Krishna is throwing the sound in the flute. So flute is giving sweet sound.
I see on some paintings that Radha is holding the flute and playing.
Huh?
I see on some paintings that Radha is holding the flute.
Yes.
Because Radhika is jealous with the flute. So he took flute. Why you keep always in the leaves? You have to keep my leaves. On your lips. Why you keep this fruit on your lips? So he becomes jealous. With Krishna, this fruit is not happy. In between, this fruit is there. To call me is okay, but I am really close to leaving this fruit. This lip is not for fruit. I need your mercy from your lips. Devotees want mercy. We need the remnants of your lips from your coming out from the mouth. We can take some prasad. Why we took prasad? Offer to Krishna. Because I want to touch your lips. I cannot touch your lips, but I can touch the thing what is coming out from your lips. That is prasad. Krishna lips. We take prasad. Why? Because it's coming out from the lips. Krishna touched from his lips with prasad. So this way I'm taking on my prasadam in mouth to think that it's coming from the lips. So it's very close in lips from the lips. Mercy is there. Is the divine thing. You cannot think from the material consciousness. You have to think, you have to live in divine consciousness, then you are different. One thing very important. Dev Pran is going to marry on 2nd at 5. Yes? 5. So I will request, please come and help in this program. What for helping? You can decorate temple, you can organize nice things. We have a feast also that time. 5 start. And same time, it will be in the front of Radha Mohan, and the side there will be kirtan going on without mic. Anyone can come and sit and do kirtan and see the rituals, how things are going on. We will put the lighting, his desire to put some lighting like in Deepavali again. So we will do this. We will decorate the temple with the flower also. So he needs help for that also.
And blessings, Gurudev. Huh? Blessings from everybody.
Blessing he also needs of all of you. That everything goes nice. He starts his family life. And you bless that he become happy with this. Yeah? And after that, we have an aarti. That who wants to sing aarti, he has to sing. All poems, what is it? Every place singing, he has sing. And Krishnanand sings very nice, so we can sing together. And after aarti, there will be prasadam. 7:30 to 8. Backside in the room, big hall. So this way, nice feast we will arrange this. Yes.
What day is the show?
2nd of November.
Oh, we are not here.
Sir. Oh my God, where are you?
Stay.
Now, then. This time?
Please stay.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay for one day.
No, I can.
Where are you going?
The 30th October. Last October.
You have a WBA meeting here?
29, I heard.
No, 30.
No, I think we will change to 29. If not, so okay. I'm losing this opportunity. It's not possible for me to stay.
So WBA meeting also here? In the big hall here? This time here, and I will request everybody has to come for this meeting.
It will be Maharaj, Balavati Maharaj says that maybe we will do it 29, and then it will be very nice for me. I missed the two of those opportunities.
So if it's 29, then I will.
Then I also can have the same problem. My flight is on 30th. It's 29, I can also come at the time.
Also to you.
Is that here?
You're not here?
I don't know.
Yes. And I will one request more to you. Apradi, Vaishnava Apradi, give some service to me. Go and take prasad. Take prasad. I am Vaishnava Apradi, take prasad. Bless me that I will Vaishnava Apradi. Very nice to learn this. He is standing to bring you there. She has given a lot of mircha. Mircha has given prasad mein ki kam hai. No chili. No chili. No
chili.
You have to, I will give you some medicine for this cold.
No, it's not here. But he's getting better. I just need to.
Come, prasad. Prasad. Do you want to go to MVP or not?
No,
I'm not.
You
are
going to dinner
now. I was there once, I was going to talk.
You know how to put this on?
I need that for my life. Yes.
Then you have to be faith in brothers. You have to keep picture on this. Then you will become your then I will judge.
You. We will come tomorrow.
Yes.
We will come tomorrow to the lecture.
Yeah?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Okay.
All the days we have.
I will show you.
You give me some advice about those practical things. I said, okay, so maybe one of those days we will give me some 15 minutes of explain to you. I'm wondering about it.
Yes. Okay. One second thing.
Yes.
I will show you one village, one temple.
Yes, yes. We were talking about this.
This is very nice temple.
Yes.
I can show you. Can you show the my village temple?
Yes, where is there?
You can see very nice. Or you have to go because Vrindakunja is 1%.
Yes, yes.
So to maybe tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. To tomorrow. I will do that. I eventually sleep to eat there and we go and I see this temple.
Where you are staying in?
I'm with my story, so I'm starting to learn the question.